And we mentioned this very, very briefly when we learned Masechtas Brachos. Incidentally, the Gemaras of Adam and Chav, if they sound familiar, because all these Gemaras were in Masechtas Brachos. We mentioned it very briefly in Masechtas Brachos, but the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. And that is a fascinating piece from the Ramami Pano, above my pay grade. This is in the Sefer, the classic work of the Ramami Pano, the Asara Mamaros. It's in Maimer Chikur Adin. It's Chelik Dalid. It's Perek Shlishi. He says, Dvorim Niflo. He says, after Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, so Adam HaRishon lobbied with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning he knew he was going to die. But he didn't want to die right away, meaning he assumed that he was going to die today. Hashem told him, you're going to die. Dying meant this was his one and only day he was ever going to live. So he had a chap. He turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Ramami Pano, and he says, I understand I'm supposed to die today. But instead of dying on my day, let me die on your day. Ki elef shanim be'einecha is kiyoy mesmo. One of our days, time relativity, is 1,000 years by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Adam HaRishon turns to Hashem. He says, I understand that you were goyz misa, but I don't want this to be on my day. Let it be your day. Why? He wanted to do tshuva. He wanted to have an opportunity to do tshuva. Says the Ramami Pano. HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's fine. You're not going to die on the day that you were born, meaning it's not going to be 24 hours, but rather it's going to be one day, but it's going to be one of my days. It's going to be Elef Shon. So Adam HaRishon goes and he has to daven. He davens mincha. Davens mincha. Because based on the time that he did the Avera, it was the afternoon time. So he davens mincha and he's mekabel that he's going to fast every single day for the rest of his life. That was his tainus. That was his kabbalah. He's going to fast every single day for the rest of his life. Ultimately, how long did Adam HaRishon live? Says Ramami Pano, we know he lived 930 years. He didn't live the full 1,000 years. He ended up living 930 years, which means he fasted 930 years. The Gemara said 130 years. The Ramami Pano said he fasted not 130 years, it was 930 years. Remez Ladavar, the gematria of the word tainis, is 930. Says Ramami Pano, there's another remez. Adam HaRishon was mekabel this tainis for the rest of his life, which ultimately, he thought it was going to be 1,000 years, hoped it was going to be 1,000 years. It was really only 930 years when? B'shas tfilas mincha. We know that all the tfilas, shachris, mincha, mayrava, keneged the karbonos. So shachris is keneged the tamid shal shachar, mincha is keneged the tamid shal bein arbaim, and mayrav is keneged the daktar simur. But toysim sechtes brachas daf chavav and mibes, and we spoke about this, brings a Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says that mincha was instituted keneged. It was instituted keneged the ktoiris. Because the pasuk says, tikoin tfilasi ktoiras lefanecha. And at the tfilah, that pasuk is referring to tfilas mincha. And you see that mincha is compared to ktoiris. Tikoin tfilasi ktoiras lefanecha. That's tfilas amincha. That was the tfilah that Adam HaRishon was mekabelus tainus. Says the Ramami Pano, the Rosh HaTevis, tikoin tfilasi ktoiras lefanecha is tough kuf lamed. Because Adam HaRishon, in retrospect, was mekabel tov kuf lamed. 930 tanesin. He was mekabel 930 tanesin when he davened mincha. He says that's why Eliyahu was loynena el b'tfilas hamincha. You see, there's something very special about tfilas hamincha. This was the first tefillah ever recited. This was Adam HaRishon's tefillah for tshuva. His tshuva was niskabel. But either way, this is what the Ramami Pano says. Then he says something fascinating. He says every child knows that how long did Adam HaRishon live? 930 years. How long did David HaMelech live? 70 years. Really, Adam HaRishon was supposed to live 1,000 years. What happened? Adam HaRishon was very kind, and he gave him 70 years. Alay, my cheshbon. You could have 70 years from David, says the Ramami Pano, but if you think about it, it's not so simple. Why? Because Adam HaRishon wasn't really a bailim on his years. Because really, Adam HaRishon was supposed to have died as soon as he sinned. He was supposed to have died that day. He was supposed to live for that 24-hour period, less. Narvas, the Eibush, the Berev Chazdoi, was mekabel this plea deal that Adam HaRishon made. And that is, instead of it being my day, let it be your day. Instead of it being 24 hours, let it be 1,000 years. This is what he wanted. See, he says Adam HaRishon wasn't a balabos on his years. Had he ever a right to go ahead and give 70 years? His lashon is mikamakim hayetzarich siyua ki ein chavush mater atzmoi va'arve didavid arve tzarich. What do you mean? Who's co-signing the 70 years? Adam HaRishon's giving you 70 years? That's just kind of balabas of Zayin Yar. Every minute that he's living is b'chesed Hashem. It's b'chesed Elyon. How does he have a right to go ahead and give away 70 years? So says Ramami Pano, I'm going to tell you what really happened. The truth is that Adam HaRishon had an arif. He had a co-signer. Who was the co-signer? The Avos HaKadosh. Incidentally, if you go through this piece, it's Dvarim Neira. It was the Avos HaKadoshim. So he says that the Avos were really supposed to have all lived 180 years. Right? Chazal say that Avraham Avinu lived 175 years. Really, he was supposed to live until he was 180. He died 5 years earlier, so you shouldn't see Esau. But really, Avraham Avinu was supposed to live till he was 180. Yitzchak lived till he was 180. Avraham was also supposed to live till he was 180. How long did Avraham live? He lived 175 years. He gave away 5 years, says the Rama Mipano. Yaakov lived 147 years. Yaakov, at the very least, should have lived as long as Avraham. Okay, maybe not as long as Yitzchak. But once Avraham, who's one of the others, he lived 175 years. The fact that Yaakov didn't live like Avraham is a kasha. What happened? He lived 147. What's the difference between 175 and 147? It's 28 years. Yaakov gave away 28 years. Yaakov had a son, Yosef. We spoke about this in the end of Masechtas Brachos. Yosef also had a din of one of the others. Major raid, Marshon, the beginning of Perek Arayo, the Inka Mekaimah. This ties into everything here, ties into a bunch of raid bites. How long did Yosef live? He lived 110 years. Yosef, at the very least, said to Ramami Pano, should have lived as long as Yaakov, who lived 147 years. How many years I'm missing? 37. So he says, Avram lived 5 years less than Yitzchak. Yaakov lived 28 years less than Avram. Yosef lived 37 years less than Yaakov. If you take 5 plus 28 plus 37, and you add it up, it's 70. Where did those 70 years go? Those 70 years went to David HaMelech. What do you mean? I thought the 70 years came from Adam HaRishon. That's because Adam HaRishon really wasn't a Baal HaBos on those 70 years. So he wrote a check for 70 years, but he couldn't clear that check. He needed someone to guarantee it. Arve de David, Arve Tzorech. Who was the Ariv of Adam HaRishon? It was the Avos HaKadoshim. That was the backup. And they gave 70 years. He says, Mamish Dvarim, he says the way David HaMelech was called a ger. Who did David HaMelech come to a ger? Why would David HaMelech ever be referred to as a ger? He says, because David got his 70 years from the Avos, and the Avos came from Terach. I mean, fascinating rate.